Father God, I just thank you. And as we study your word, I pray that you would open it up to us and speak to us through your word. Oh, Lord God, let us see the revelation that you have for us today. Let your spirit come. Let your spirit come and be our teacher, our guide, bringing forth the truth found in your word. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your word. Your precious and most holy name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The book of Ephesians is, I really love this letter. I love this letter because it gives us foundational truths. You know, it was written 2,000 years ago, and its application for today is so great. It's so profound. It's as though the Lord sent this letter down to be delivered into the church today, for today's time. Because God is going to bring forth the promises in this letter in our lifetime. We're going to see the unity of the church. And I'm talking about true unity founded on the Word of God, founded in truth, anchored in truth. So this is a unity that's founded on the principles in His Word. As I poured over this lesson, as I read through Ephesians again this morning, as I studied this letter to the saints at Ephesus, God began to speak into my spirit this hope of the promise to come. We are a chosen generation. In Isaiah, we learned in one of our cross references, Isaiah 43:10, you are my witness, declares the Lord. My witness, my testimony. We are God's testimony in the earth. That's our commission. That's our call. That is what we need to be doing every single day of our lives. We are the witness of the Lord God in the earth. We are about to see a church that rises up and fulfills that commission to be the witness of the Lord God Almighty in the earth. What does it mean to be a witness of the Lord God Almighty? We learn so much in the book of Ephesians. The first three chapters of Ephesians, they're doctrinal. They're things that we need to know. We are chosen by God, chosen to walk this path, chosen to come into the kingdom. He knew who we were before He created earth. He knew when He created earth. He knew when He formed Adam and breathed life into Adam that we too would be formed in our mother's womb and He would breathe His life into us. And we would live here and now in America in 2018. He knew every step that we take from the moment we were born until today. He knew every person that forms the church in the earth right now, that forms the true church with Christ as the head, which means we are the body, Christ is the head. The body doesn't lead the head. The head leads the body. He knew who those would be who would form the body of Christ in the earth today. And he knew that we would begin to fall into place and enter into the fullness of what he created us to be. Not just us, but what he created the church to be in the earth today. His witness into the earth. His witness. His testimony. There is one God, one Spirit. We are followers chosen by God because he knew we would grab hold of the truth and we would never let it go. That he would begin depositing his truth in us in this hour and we would grab hold of it as though it were our lifeblood because we know the truth is it is the lifeblood of the earth. The earth is crying out for the manifestation of the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? The church. The true church. Those that align themselves with the head, who is Christ Jesus our Lord. We are his witness in the earth. His testimony. When Jesus walked this earth, they didn't have media. Their media was word of mouth. Jesus walked this earth. When he met with people in other cities, you are the Christ they've spoken of. You are the Messiah. As God opened their eyes, they saw that the man that stood before them was in fact the one true God. The one that represented God Almighty. He brought the presence of God into this earth. That's what Christ did. He healed the sick. He delivered those who were possessed. And he paved the way for the kingdom of God to be born in this earth. He gave the example. He was the witness of God in the earth. And before he went to his passion, he said a prayer for us. He prayed for his disciples, those who would carry what he imparted to them for 3 years, those who would carry it out. Because he had imparted into their lives, he had taught them about God. They were Jews. They knew the God of their fathers and their forefathers. They knew the God of Abraham. But did they know who the fulfillment of Christ was, who fulfillment of the covenant was, who the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham was? By the time it was over, they did. And they carried that gospel message everywhere they went. Most of them died for it. As they became the witness of who Christ was in the earth. They carried that message to the Jews. 8 years later, that message comes, the Holy Spirit comes to the Gentiles. And something is birthed in the earth. Here we are 2,000 years later, and God is about to impart into the earth the power of his kingdom. We are going to rise up as a witness of the Spirit of God in a way that the earth has yet to see. Everything we do, the things we say, it needs to leave a mark on the people we come into contact with. What kind of a mark are we leaving? The mark that's on us is Christ, right? Are we leaving the mark of Christ on others? Are we leaving a witness of the Lord God Almighty into the lives of those we come in contact with? I can promise you the disciples did. Yeah, they had rocks thrown at them. Yeah, they were spit on. Yeah, the world hated them. But the church was drawn to them. Why? Because the Spirit of the living God dwelt within them. The one true God, the one Spirit. They tackled cities. They went into cities. Paul went to Ephesus. So we are to be a witness of the Lord God Almighty. We're to leave the mark. A mark of God into the lives of those we come in contact with. We are a chosen generation. Paul details in his letter to the saints of Ephesus what we will experience in our lifetime, what we are about to experience. We are about to see the fullness of God enter in. We are about to see a church set apart from all other churches, pulled out of the mixture, that will rise up and take its place in the earth. And as this church declares the word of the Lord, there will be a greater separation as those that have been called, who have been chosen, who have been invited by the Lord God Almighty to come into this calling, to receive the gospel message of Christ, as they leave their previously held gods and enter into the body of Christ. The mixture that we see in what we call the church today, is going to be refined out, purified, as those who are in Christ, following Him, remembering He is the head. We are the body. What is the head? It's where the brain is. It tells the body what to do. And the body follows. The body doesn't ask. The hand doesn't ask. It does, because it's led and guided by the brain. We are to be a body that is so interwoven, so intricately connected with the head, with Christ, that we know what His commands are. We know what His commission to us is in that moment. He thinks we do. We keep ourselves available to Him for His Spirit to flow through and pour out of day in and day out. Day in and day out, going forth, leaving the mark, the testimony, the witness of the Lord God Almighty everywhere we go. Jesus knew every obstacle we would face, and He chose us to live in this time. He knew the fullness of who He is would be deposited within us in this time. He knew we would carry it through to the finish line. He knew we would not drop it. We wouldn't drop the call. We wouldn't drop the commission, but we would fulfill our destiny in the earth because of our absolute love for Him. Our faithfulness to the head, our commitment to be the witness of the Lord God in the earth. The body of Christ is about to arise. When Paul talks about the unity of the faith, he's talking about the body of Christ rising up and taking their place in the kingdom of God. He's talking about the Jew and the Gentile, the one new man. He's talking about something, a body that would rise up, and that the world would not look at this body and say, look at all the fighting happening over there. Look at all the division happening over there. But we would be so strong in our faith, so strong in the Spirit of the living God, that when people look at the church, the body of Christ, they would see holiness. With each member doing as he's been commissioned to do in the earth. Not fighting or vying for power, but fighting for the kingdom of God. To deliver the message of the gospel in its purity in the earth. The Spirit of the Lord has been given to us. When Jesus ascended, he sent forth the Comforter. He sent forth the Spirit of God that would come and dwell within each one of us. When we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we become saturated in God. That baptizes like when you take a piece of white cloth and you dye it blue, and it comes out this beautiful, rich, royal blue. What was once this white piece of fabric now is completely saturated with the dye that's been put in that water. We are to be so saturated with the Spirit of God, so immersed in the Spirit of God, that the richness of the color of God shines forth from us. We are a new creature in Christ, representing the head. Everything about us, every cell in our being, every emotion, every memory, every thought, every action becomes immersed in the Spirit of God. The more we immerse ourselves in Him, the more we submit ourselves to Him, the greater our representation of Him becomes. In this process, He heals us. He delivers us. And I'm not talking about physical healing. I'm talking about those deep, deep, deep wounds of the past that affect how we interact with people, that affect how we demonstrate who Christ is. The more we become immersed in Him, the more He heals us. Layer upon layer, healing us. So that it doesn't matter how much someone presses against us. It doesn't matter what we face, what challenges we encounter, what pours out of us is the Spirit of the living God. We are a witness of the Lord God Almighty in the earth. Every level of us needs to be a witness of the Lord God Almighty in the earth. Doesn't matter who's pushing on us. What needs to pour back out is the Spirit of the living God. Why? Because we are to be separate from the world. What we see in the church today, the sifting that we see in the church today, you know, the church out there, is to bring purity in the church, purity in the body of Christ, a body that will come underneath the covering of Christ as the head. One Lord, one God, one Spirit. He is to be our master. That word Lord is master. Whatever the master says, we do. Why? Because we love him. And we understand, we grasp, we embrace the fact that what we do, the actions we take, the obedience we walk in, the obedience to our Lord, leaves a testimony to the people around us. We've talked about this before. Sin is that which separates us from God. The more we sin, the further we get from him. When we pray Psalms 91, that we'll come under the shadow of the Almighty, under his wing we will trust, we have to be so tucked in to be in his shadow. We have to be so tucked in to be under his wing. We have to be so close to him that we hear his heartbeat next to our ear. My grandson was, you know, I was just holding him the other day. We were reading and I was just holding him. And he says, Yama, they call me Yama. I hear your heartbeat. I hear your heartbeat. The very first time he ever said it, he was about 3 years old. I hear a bum, 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 bum. What is that? What is that? And he sat up and looked around. I don't hear it anymore. And he snuggled back in. I hear it again. What is it? That is my heartbeat. Gemma's heartbeat. You have one too. Can you feel it? We have to be so tucked in under his wing. It's where we find that trust, his refuge, our refuge. So close are we to him that we can hear his heartbeat in our ear. We can feel the beat of his heart against us. And the only way we can come into this place of covering, this place of protection, is to set aside the world, to come out of the world of sin, to come out of sin and enter into his presence, taking him on as our Lord, our Master, as our God, remembering he gave us life. He gave us this life. Are we living it like he gave it to us? Are we serving him in our life? Are we allowing his Spirit to flow in and through us and work in and through us? Are we being a witness of the Lord God Almighty? Jehovah created us. Jehovah God Are we living as a testimony of who He is? Do we demonstrate the character of God? I talked about that last week. Do we demonstrate the character of God? Do we walk as children of God? Are we beginning to look like our Lord? Do we talk like Him? Do we love like Him? Do we serve like He did? Think about Jesus and how He served. Think about Him and how He loved. Think about Him and the passion that rose up within Him for us. A passion so deep, so great, He went to the cross for us. He demonstrated how we are to be the body of Christ all the time He walked this earth. In the ultimate demonstration of how we are to be the body of Christ was demonstrated on the cross when He died that we might be chosen. He died in obedience to God for the commission, His destiny here in this earth. But He died for us, for mankind. The ultimate demonstration of love. The ultimate act of obedience. The ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate witness of the Lord God Almighty in this earth. This is a year of refining. We're in the season of refining. We're in the season of sifting. We're in it. In the thick of it. Are we letting Him complete the work? Are we allowing Him to do the refining so that we can rise up in the unity of the faith? The unity of the faith is the body of Christ with Him as the head. That's the unity that He's crying out for, that His children would come together. Stand as one with Christ as the head. He gives us so many examples of the intimacy that He's wanting with us. We're the bride of Christ. That's intimacy. That's a purity of relationship. A oneness that's created. We are to rise up, the church. He's calling us to rise up in purity, in a unity that demonstrates the unity between God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's unity. All working in tandem for the salvation of man. When we rise up in the place He's calling us, He's going to pour down His Spirit in such a powerful way. It will pour out of us because we'll be vessels of light, depositing Him in the earth, depositing Him in others, working in unity with our Lord. Something so great and so powerful. Something so great and so powerful that Paul wrote about. He had tremendous revelation. Tremendous revelation. He understood the covenant. He understood what the body of Christ was supposed to be, what we were supposed to represent, how we were supposed to demonstrate his hand outstretched to the earth. He had divine revelation in the earth. And what he wrote in Ephesians, this is what we have yet to see. This is what we have yet to experience. This is when the church will rise up and be a witness. The Lord God Almighty. Understanding who Jesus our Lord is, understanding who the Spirit is, understanding what the Word of God has to say about the nature and character of God is essential for us walking in this place. That's why we press so hard. Because the manifestation of who he is about to be revealed. And I don't want a single one of us to miss it, to miss being a part of it. This is something that will unite the body of Christ. This is the unity of the faith. The manifestation of the sons of God is true unity of the faith. I hope you guys all read Tommy Hicks' vision. Because we're about to see it. God's cleaning up the church right now. He's cleaning up the church, and she's about to rise. As liquid light poured out into the earth, I'm telling you, the release is coming. The release is coming. This is the year of the release. I just want to say one more thing. In Ephesians 4:1, he says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. That word vocation is invitation. The word worthy, it's a manner worthy of having worth that matches the actual value. To walk in a manner worthy of the call, the invitation to the gospel, the invitation to come into the kingdom of God, the invitation to come into the body of Christ as a part of one new man, the invitation. Are we walking worthy of it? That word worthy, that's it's axios, and that's where we get our English word axis from. That's a basis on which things are measured around the earth. Are we walking worthy? Is what we do, can it be measured against the walk of Christ when he was in this earth? Can it be measured by it? Are we still so far away? Are we getting closer? Are we following in his footsteps? Are we pouring out who he was in the earth? How do we measure up? How do we measure up? Lord God, I just come before you and I ask that you search our hearts. You already know our ways. Search us, Lord God. And let us enter into that place in you where you can complete the work in us, where we can step into the fullness of the deposit that's about to release, where we can step into the fullness of the body of Christ, where we can step into that place in you where there is no more of us and there is all of you. Where people look at us and they see you, a person refined by fire, a person who has laid it all, laid it all at your feet for the sake of following you. My heart just cries out to you, oh God, to bring your church into this place in you, to bring your people into this place in you, that we would walk worthy of the invitation we've been given, worthy because we are following the head and not our own will. That we would move into that place in you, so connected in you, so immersed, transformed, that all that pours out of us is your light. Help us, Lord. Help the church take her place. The world needs a pure church. The world needs what you're about to bring forth. Help us, Lord God. Help us. Help us. Help us, Lord God. Give us the grace to step into this place in you. I thank you, Lord. Fill us up with you. More of you as we lay down ourselves. Fill us up more of you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for each person that hungers after you. I thank you for every battle that draws us closer to you. I thank you. I thank you. That it's your heart. To pour yourself into us. In your precious name. While I was praying, I saw a vision that I saw the vision of us kneeled down before him, and he was coming over, and he had liquid light. I mean, it looked like gold, but it was light, and he was pouring it into us as we bowed before him. Pouring it into each one.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
And when it was done, all that came out of us was just his light.
Thank you, Father.
His witness.
in the earth. Thank you, Lord. Finish your work in us, Lord. In your name.